the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. It's 12:05, and I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A little bit of a roller coaster in terms of sunshine, clouds, and rain for the next couple of days. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. A Holland motel with an infamous past and a dubious present will be vacant before Christmas. That's the fate awaiting the economy inn off of 16th Street and U.S. 31 after Holland City Council members unanimously voted to revoke its public lodging license last night. City inspectors came up with 22 pages of code violations last December, and the last straw came last week when another investigation uncovered 8 pages of various violations. There had also been a continued series of public safety calls to the facility that was taken into consideration by council. The motel had changed hands since that first inspection, and the new operator last night had asked for more time to address these issues. But Councilman Todd Whiteman and his colleagues' patience had worn thin.
It seems clear to me that the amount of work that is needed here is beyond the scope of what we're hearing about in terms of the manpower and the experience to get it done.
City Attorney Andrew Mulder told council that due to some long-term lodgers, the building can't be vacated totally for up to a month. Now, once all the violations have been addressed to the satisfaction of city inspectors, the motel can reapply for a lodging license. The facility was known as the Blue Mill Inn when employee Janet Chandler was brutally raped and murdered in 1979 in a nationally known cold case that was eventually cracked 27 years later. Meanwhile, after lengthy discussion and contention, a senior housing project for Holland cleared a city hall hurdle last night. On a 6-2 vote, with Mayor Kurt Dykstra recused due to a professional conflict of interest in the matter, council members approved rezoning the 25-acre site where the clubhouse had stood at the now-closed Holland Country Club from single-family residential to multi-plan development. Grand Rapids-based Covenant Development had sought the change in order to build a 68-unit complex. We have a mix of duplexes and condos and a zero-step design that would accommodate older residents. The project had run into opposition due to neighborhood concerns about density and infrastructure demands, but others supported the plan, saying that the property had become a haven for crime and garbage ever since the country club was forced to close due to financial problems 5 years ago. In the end, Mayor Pro Tem Bob Vandebussy and those in the majority chose to move forward with the proposal.
The potential downsides that I see are one development. Are much greater than the downsides that I see with the proposed PRD and Tybard development plan that we have in front of us.
Most of the one-time golf course had been acquired by the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation Commission and converted into a natural land park. Developers say that there's a waiting list of 26 potential residents for the Villas of Holland, and they hope to start construction by next spring. The third annual Raise the Roof fundraiser for Jubilee Ministries is tonight at Holland's Midtown Center.
The ministry buys foreclosed or abandoned properties, renovates them, and finds families for them. Executive Director Steve Gross says Raise the Roof
is primarily what we call friendraiser in order to get people to know about what we're doing here at Jubilee Ministries. It is an art auction. A number of local artists have donated works that we'll be auctioning off.
The current project is at 17th Street and Maple Avenue. The next project is a home on 9th Street. Tickets are $40 each and can be purchased in advance or at the door. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
With their future as a separate governmental entity assured by Tuesday's voter rejection of a merger proposal with neighboring Douglas, the Saugatuck City Council holds its scheduled workshop at City Hall this afternoon. The panel will discuss a grant application that would help fund exploration of other possible intergovernmental cooperation activities, as well as evaluating the job performance of City Manager Kirk Harrier. Two West Michigan State Senators, Arlen Meekoff of West Olive and Tonya Shoemaker of Lawton, will be joining several of their upper chamber colleagues this afternoon and announcing a new standing panel. The Compliance and Accountability Committee will, quote, examine the implementation and application of laws passed and signed, end quote. The first case will involve alleged interference by the Michigan Education Association in the Freedom to Work Act. Everybody wants the roads fixed, but nobody wants to pay for them. And that was the sentiment going into a transportation forum in Kalamazoo last night. It was also the sentiment coming out of it as well.
A group of local elected officials, administrators, and interested citizens turned out for a forum sponsored by State Senator Tonya Shoemaker and Representative Margaret O'Brien. The state needs $1.2 billion more to fix its roads. Schoonmaker says they schedule the forum to put out the facts and try to find solutions.
Because I don't think the public is there yet when it comes to additional road funding.
Alberto Noyola with the County Road Association of Michigan says there are plenty of solutions.
With going to wholesale, modest registration fee, other areas of the budget that might be able to save some money.
He says there are a few lawmakers, though, who have the will to enact them. John McNeil, WHTC News.
NFL action on 1450 WHTC at 8 p.m. tonight finds Robert Griffin III and the Washington Redskins at Minnesota.
We had this experience last year going to our Thanksgiving game, and no one's going to feel sorry for you. You got to go out there, step up on Thursday, and go win the game.
On Sunday at 12 noon on Holland's hometown station, hear the Lions game in Chicago against the Bears. Patrick Sharp had a goal and an assist, while linemates Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane also found the net. As the Blackhawks beat visiting Winnipeg last night 4-1.
I don't think you really see anybody trying to beat people one-on-one. It's giving goals. It's moving the puck back and forth, and all three guys like to score goals.
Chicago travels to Dallas on Saturday evening after the Stars play the Red Wings in Detroit tonight. Paul George tossed in 21 points as undefeated Indiana defeated the visiting Bulls last night 97-80.
We work so hard. We really are dialed in at practice. We're putting the time in. We feel like we're prepared every night we step out. And, you know, it's showing once we play.
Chicago hosts Utah tomorrow evening. Gustav Nyquist had two goals as the Griffins down visiting Rockford yesterday 6-2 in the annual morning matinee at Van Andel Arena. Grand Rapids plays the Hamilton Bulldogs in Ontario tomorrow evening. State Major College Football last night. Central Michigan lost at Ball State 44-24. And here are the Zeeland West Grand Rapids Christian MHSAA football tournament game tomorrow night at 6:40 p.m. on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And on our FM station, 92.7 The Van, and its companion website, 92.7TheVan.com. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a mostly sunny afternoon and a high of 45. Evening showers and then clearing overnight with a low of 34. Times of sun and clouds for tomorrow, high 46. And then for the weekend, Saturday, windy with showers ending high 52. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, high 44. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.